Hey, you hear that train coming, Mr. Postmanchuk?
Oh, yeah, my
Welcome to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. What a fantastic program we have in store for you. We talk with Rick Rogers from Purity Oilfield Services, Kathy Kaiser, the Executive Director for the Ronald McDonald House Charities, Dan Hedrington with SEH about water testing out in the Bakken, and Doug Goring talks about the Great River Energy Park. All that plus much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Got the Milwaukee Blues. Said I want to go west, I got the Milwaukee Blues.
Music on today's program is written and performed by Woody Pines. To find out more about Woody Pines and their music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, this is Woody Pines.
Tricycle, bicycle, automobile, said a bow-legged woman and a Ferris wheel. Said a bow-legged woman and a Ferris wheel. Way down in Georgia on a tramp. The roads are getting muddy and the leaves are getting damp. Gonna crash me a freight train to leave this town, cause I don't allow no hobos just to hanging around.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
In case it was a good engineer, told the brakeman not to fear. Pour on the water, shovel on the coal, stick your head out the window, see my drivers roll.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Rick Rogers, Director of Safety for Purity Oilfield Services.
Secondly, protect the corporation. Make sure that the company is keeping itself from liability and doing everything required for that. So I have two jobs, and then the rest is daily basis, verifying accidents, incidents, keeping those down, matching what's called your TRL rating, which is your safety scores, right? Your driver safety scores, all of that. So it all encompasses everything. All the training that you're required to do on job. So taking a new driver in the safety aspect, and we would take somebody off the street who has a skill set. We put about 3 weeks of training into them between mentoring, shadowing, and everything. $15,000 on the front end before they've even really worked and earned anything back for us. So we put a lot of time and effort into our program.
Did you guys lose any employees to, say, back home or anything like that?
Yeah, there's a few that just said, you know, I'm not going to stick it out and it's time to go back home, whether they can make more money or not, because this is a sacrifice. And you got to remember, the easiest way to think about it, you have a lot of type A personalities that come out here to succeed, right?
Mm-hmm.
If it slows down and they're not succeeding, then of course they don't want to be separated from family, so they're going to go back home. But we really didn't have a huge exodus of people.
How about, and I know you're not employed by the Chamber of Commerce of Williston or the Economic Development Corporation, but your observation, I talked to Sean Wenko, the economic developer there, and you know, he said Williston's still open for business. And I talked to a few other people that, you know, it's slowed down about 20%, but it's not a bust town.
Correct.
Yeah, talk to me a little bit about the community of Williston happening.
Well, the community in general, it has slowed down, but there's been a couple new businesses that have opened. Indications of the slowdown, Walmart is not paying $20 an hour anymore. They're paying $15 to $17. But they're still paying. So there's still people working. You still have education going on, training going on. We still have development going on. You have housing still being built, whether it's going to succeed or not, right? So in that essence, the economy itself hasn't really dropped immensely, nor has the pricing compared to what it was. It's dropped a little bit. But they still have active businesses, people, community. So it's definitely not a bust, but it's definitely not as fast as it was 2013, 2014.
So what's next for Purity Oil Services?
Well, one of the things for us is we've developed a training and consulting services. So we have a training division. So if you look at here, these are the different courses now that we can offer. I'm an OSHA PEC certified instructor. So we do first aid, CPR, and all that kind of stuff. So we do third-party consulting and training if people need it. Outside of that, I can train our employees plus our contractors and subcontractors. As far as my division, that's kind of what's going on in that end. What's next with the company is we're still moving. We're still keeping busy. We have different, what would be the word to use? Not offices, but different focuses that we're able to do. Our trucking supervisor, Doc, here, he's on the phone. He keeps people employed and keeps finding all the jobs. We have people like Rich that handle with a lot of the invoicing. So business stays moving forward. We're focusing on working with the WSI program incentives and getting all the discounts we can get back from them and everything that we can do to keep busy. So we just found that the more we did and the more we stay involved in the community, the more we belong. And it works out really well that way.
So I'll give you final thoughts, just kind of what you want people to know about Purity Oil Services.
Well, we are here to stay. Our jobs and the people have moved out here. They became part of the community in Williston. So it's not a fly-by-night, we're just taking this and leaving. We're entrenched in this place. And the idea is to continue working forward, continue taking the jobs. We've got multiple new companies coming to us constantly. One of the things that you can point to, we won the Oilfield Service Company of the Year for the Rocky Mountain region. We've only been in business for 3 years, so that's quite an achievement. That's the Oil Gas Can Award. So we're doing the best we can to keep our doors open. We've never really laid off any people in any great amount at all that just was ready not to leave. So we think we're doing pretty good, and we suspect we'll be here a lot longer.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. It was nice talking to you, Jason.
To listen to the full-length interview with Rick Rogers, Director of Safety for Purity Oilfield Services, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Take your head out the wind, see my drivers roll. Heard it one of them all said it'd be 4 days. Brakeman said you have to pay. Got no money but a pair of my shoes. Said I want to go west. Got the Milwaukee Blues.
The music on today's program is written and performed by Woody Pines. To find out more about Woody Pines and their music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, this is Woody Pines.
Say, old Bill Jones said before he died, five more things I'd like to ride. Tricycle, bicycle, automobile, said a bow-legged woman in a Ferris wheel. Said a bow-legged woman in a Ferris wheel.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
Way down in Georgia on a tram. Roads are getting muddy and the leaves are getting damp. Gonna catch me a freight train to leave this town. Cause the down the hobos just hanging around. Don't allow the hobos just hanging around.
MBI Energy Services is hiring. If you're looking for a rewarding career with a top-notch company but haven't had a chance to get to know MBI, stop by the Sweet Crude Travel Center in Belfield, North Dakota on Tuesday, February 28th and meet MBI. Fill up your cup and learn more about this premier oilfield services company in western North Dakota. MBI has openings for workover rig supervisor, operator, derrick hand, and floor hand, oil, water, and hot oil truck drivers, and water transfer technicians. Enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com or meet MBI at the Sweet Crude Travel Center on Tuesday, February 28th.
Hold the brake, man, not to fear. Pour on the water, shovel on the coal. Stick your head out the window, see my drivers roll. Take your head out the wind, see the drivers.
Now, many of you are familiar with, like, the Soybean Bureau, the Corn Association, the Farm Council, different organizations like that. Well, let me introduce you to the Dakota Cannabis Club, a member-driven association that provides professional assistance to the cannabis industry, plus representation at the state capitol. The future of North Dakota's cannabis industry is being set today, with laws and rules under development that will define how the business can operate in the future. DakotaCannabisClub.com. That's DakotaCannabisClub.com.